Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. The time is 8:16. That means it is time for our live local interview, and I have two guests in the studio with me today. Robert Miller with C4 Sewing. Good morning, Robert.
Morning.
Thank you for coming in. And Izzy Haywood from Spruce Root.
Morning.
We are here to talk about Spruce Root in general and in specifics, a path to prosperity program that's going on. Izzy, you are the director of events with Spruce Root, and you're also supporting this program, the Path to Prosperity, or P2P, as I've learned, program. Can you describe for our listeners a little bit about what Spruce Root is all about?
Yeah, definitely. So I've worked at Spruce Root for 7 years now. We are a regional economic development organization started originally by Sea Alaska over 12 years ago now, but we're now a separate entity, and we work throughout Southeast Alaska to drive a regenerative economy. And we do that in a couple ways. We do small business loans. We have small business workshops. We do community planning, strategic planning, facilitation. And we also administer this collective impact network called the Sustainable Southeast Partnership, which brings tribes, conservation organizations, Forest Service, different entities that have historically had trouble working together to kind of work together in a new way rooted in trust and relationship building. And so the Path to Prosperity Business Competition, this is our longest running program. I've been running it for, I think this is the 12th year now, but that really speaks to our mission of building strong businesses in Southeast Alaska.
Great. Well, so let's talk about that specific program, the Path to Prosperity. So Robert, you were one of the original applicants for this award. So we should talk about the Path to Prosperity as a competition.
Mm-hmm.
Izzy, go ahead and describe that.
Yeah, so the Path to Prosperity competition, we've been running it every year, but it takes 12 business owners through this process where they, we have applications open now for the 2026 round, but people apply. 12 finalists are selected to go to a 4-day entrepreneur camp where they get tons of resources, networks, connections with mentors. And then they submit business plans, financial projections, and a pitch video. And two of those 12 are selected to win $20,000 awards.
So a significant award. So, Robert, you applied for this 13 or 12 years ago when the program first started. What was that experience like?
Yeah, when I was just starting my business, working two jobs, my day job, and then this was my nights and weekends gig, and I figured I needed a little help, so I applied. And it was about 12 years ago or 13 years ago when they first started, and got runner up and didn't win. So
okay,
somebody did better than me, and so this time this year I waited this whole time to read. It took a lot of courage and time and a change in my life to want to reapply, and I figured this was the right time. And I was in the C-Mart parking lot one day, and I checked my phone one time and seen a Facebook ad with P2P, Path to Prosperity, announcement ad on there saying they're doing it again. And I just sat there for about a half hour and just filled it out right in the parking lot at C-Mart and ended up winning this darn thing. So it was pretty awesome, you know. I just... The 20 minutes in the parking lot led to about 50 or 60 hours of time at home working on my business plan, and they select the winner by the best business plan with a committee of people that don't really know who I am or what I'm about. So they're coming in with no knowledge of C4 Sewing or any of the other businesses, and if you explain it well enough to them and you have a good enough plan, they'll select you. They do it on a point system, and whoever gets the most points at the end, I guess, gets to win the money.
So let's talk about that business for those who don't know what that business is. You've been doing it. You went ahead even though you were runner-up 12 years ago. You've been running this business now for 12 years.
I've been doing this business for about 14 years. It's okay. Called C4 Sewing, and The reason I got into the business was to get more into my culture and learn about it, and it's definitely done that for me because it's landed me some other good side gigs.
And how so? Has that helped you with your culture?
Well, the sewing fur, particularly marine mammal fur, sea otter, and seal skin, is only Alaskan natives can do it. And I moved up here from Washington in 1991. Didn't really know anything about my culture. So, and then when I moved here, I played basketball and worked at the Forest Service doing fish pass work around all over Southeast Alaska. I didn't really have time. And then all of a sudden, one day I woke up and I was like, I have a lot of family here. And then I realized I have a lot of family in Angoon. I have a lot of family all over the place. And they're all my people. I should get to know them. And one way I figured to get to know them was to through my culture. And so by now I teach skin sewing classes all over Southeast Alaska. I bring people in and teach them how to hunt and process and take care of the fur and give the meat away to the elders. And it's evolved into something much bigger than when it started. So I'm not growing my business per se to make a whole bunch of money. Of course, I want to pay the bills, but to me, it's inside of my heart and soul wants to help other people that were like me find their path. And so that's become kind of where I'm at with it right now.
So I'm glad you described how you got there, because the name of the business, Seafur Sewing, of course, is kind of at the end of the line of all the things that you have to do to before you can work on that product. So
yeah, it's a huge process. I mean, from the second I'm out hunting and harvest an animal until I can make a hat with it is generally 6-7 months mm-hmm. of time. So there's a lot of future planning and timing that's involved, because you got to have furs all the time or else you don't have a business. But at the same time, you got to feed elders. And I worked with a couple of friends on Prince of Wales and taught them how to hunt seals and process the meat properly and take care of the skins. And now they've donated themselves probably 2,000 pounds of seal meat and fat to ANMC up in Anchorage. You know, so it's something that's way bigger than me, and it's growing more every year. So I think it's pretty cool.
So Izzy, let's talk about the two winners from the 2025 competition. Certainly Robert is one of them, and there was another winner as well in a different industry.
Yeah, so our second winner, her name is Miranda Hom. She lives down in Prince of Wales and runs Shinaku Shellfish, which is a oyster farm with her partner Dane. And so she had a really, really cool business plan as well, thinking about how to not just sell oysters first to the locals of Prince of Wales, but also think about how to educate and have intern programs and show visitors this industry.
So Robert, when was this award? When did you receive the award? This was in 2025.
Well, it's kind of ironic because I flew to Anchorage, I don't know, maybe a month and a half ago, somewhere in there. And I felt good when I woke up. And by the time I got to Anchorage, I was full blown flu. No one knows this yet. And I had to fake it till I make it, go up there, give my speech. I'm just sweating bullets. And then I went to bed for like a week after that. But yeah, it was about a month and a half ago. And it was that important to me to get up and receive this and give acknowledgement where acknowledgement was due, because Spruce Root, this is a big thing. I'm revamping my website. Mm.
And how are you using then this award to further your business and change what you're doing?
Well, I'm working, I hired Cedar Group in Juneau to revamp my website, and I'm doing the storytelling. I'm getting into I think people don't buy my product because it's beautiful fur product. They buy it because of my story. And so I'm really putting my story out there, and people find that, and they just want to buy a hat from me. So that's the cool thing. Mm.
So the competition is open now for 2026, and Izzy, let's talk about that. It's open to, it's a Southeast specific program and open to Alaska Natives. Can you talk more about what's involved if anyone's interested in applying?
Yeah. So I'd say I would recommend anyone listening to this to apply if you have an idea for a business or a business that you're running that you want to pivot or revamp, like Robert said. And you kind of need a little bit of a push to get there. And so applications, they're open for 2 more weeks. They close at the end of May, and you can apply at spruceroot.org. You'll see it on our website. And this program's excellent if you just really need like that push and some external support to really connect you with resources and get going. It is, like Robert said, it is an intense program. Like, you go to Anchorage for 4 days, you're in this intensive entrepreneur camp, you're, you know, spending long days learning from so many people, and then you go back and write this business plan. And so, but we make it intense for a reason, because we really want you to go through that process of asking yourself what's right, what's next, and who do I need to connect with to make that happen. And so we have found at Spruce Root that when people go through that process of business planning in that really intentional way, that they are able to build stronger businesses that last.
Great. So again, the applications are open until for a couple more weeks, and they can go to sprucerootorg. Do I have that correct?
Yes.
Great. Well, gosh, we are out of time already. In case you just joined us, we've been speaking with Izzy Haywood. Izzy is the director of events with Spruce Root. We've been talking specifically about the Path to Prosperity program. It's a lot of P's in that phrase. And Robert Miller, who was one of the two award winners from 2025 with Seat for Sewing. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.